Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County lodging tax numbers for fiscal year 2020 are down by 35% from 2019. The pandemic has hit the hospitality industry hard in the county. According to the news record, the Campbell County Convention and Visitors Bureau said that they had budgeted for a 30% loss due to the pandemic, but were not surprised by the higher numbers. Keyhole Reservoirs, the site of an unusual winter algae bloom. Sportsmen drilling holes in the ice to fish discovered the algae. Fish and Wildlife learned about the bloom in February, which is when the water was tested and algae was confirmed. The problem has been so common in the area that sportsmen just assumed Fish and Wildlife already knew. The blue-green algae bloom is toxic to humans as well as animals. First Street will be closed from Warren Avenue east to the alley starting today and running through April 1st for the installation of a sewer line. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The city has announced that First Street will be closed from Warren Avenue east to the alley starting today and running through April 1st for the installation of a new sewer line. The city of Gillette is looking for local nonprofit groups to operate the city pool concession stand this summer. Groups would operate the stand for a week at a time and have the ability to set their own menu and prices. The week would be based on prioritization and the number of applicants. A $10 fee would be charged to each group. Bids must be received by the city by April 1st. The city of Gillette has announced that for a limited time, the city municipal court is waiving the $200 contempt fee for outstanding bench warrants through April 15th. Anyone having an established, court-ordered, or forfeitable bond fine associated with a city court bench warrant may pay their fine in full, and the court will waive the fee. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.